Hello and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Newman's Review on Movies. Here to joining me today is a good friend of mine, or stepbrother, as I like to say. Name is Griffin Crossman. Say hi, Griffin.
Yo, what's good, listeners?
And today we're going to be talking about Endgame, the review. This movie, to me, it feels like the last 10 years over plus that it has defined a generation growing up. And that's something most movie sagas and tradition just can't match. Griffin, what do you think?
No, that's definitely facts. So, like, there's not really something you can compare the MCU to. I mean, it was back in 2008 with Iron Man, and they were just using throwaway characters because Marvel didn't have the rights to use all their characters in movies, but, you know, they still wanted to create some media. So they just started with that going nowhere, and then they went somewhere. Like, there's not really another franchise you could compare it to. Maybe, like, Star Wars, but, like, Star Wars didn't have nearly as many movies as...
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. And if you look at Star Wars, like, now, it's, like, it's gone downhill. And, I mean, that's, like, a topic for another day.
But, I feel like this actually built up to something that all the fans really liked.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, I mean, I haven't met anyone that said they didn't like Endgame. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the first half of the movie, I was a bit bored, because I just thought it was, but, I mean, 90% of the movie I thought was fantastic, and I just haven't met anyone that disagrees on that. Have you?
No, I actually, no, but I have had the opposite effect. I feel like a lot of people praise this movie too much, like, give it too much credit. Like, I understand it did its purpose, it was amazing in the context of Marvel, but some people are claiming this as, like, the best movie in, like, generations, which I disagree with.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it makes sense on why they might say that, because it's about to, I'm not sure if it has, but I think it's on its way very closely to take off Avatar for the most in box office right
Avatar.
Now.
Who actually remembers Avatar?
Well, remember that movie when it came out? Like, you couldn't get a ticket for months for that movie.
No, I just walked to the theater and saw it.
I mean, I have struggles coming from that, but
let's not get off topic here. All right.
But going back on, the main point we're trying to get across today is, has the, what you call it, phase 4 or 3.
I don't know what phase we're on.
I know. Just moving on. There's so many movies they pop out every year in the MCU. Do you think these movies, like, define a generation? Does it influence them into becoming better people? And we're not going to spoil anything in the Endgame movie, but we could definitely see that these movies, especially with the passing of Stan Lee, definitely had an effect on a lot of people in the coming in last generation.
So, like, what exactly are we talking about here? Like, it, like, helped our, it grew up with our generations, what you're saying? Like, it,
yeah, like, it made us realize to be better people, kinder, nicer, you name it, it basically defined us.
Like, teaching us values.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, helping someone out, like, no doubt about it. I think the whole point of having an actual superhero is to influence people into being better people.
No, that's definitely true. It shows, like, it, yeah, it shows, like, these people, like, okay, here's, like, a perspective I see, like, there's all these heroes that are supposed to be, like, the best and just, like, perfect people, right?
Yeah.
But we get to see their struggles, too, which, like, shows, like, the kid watching that, like, oh, maybe, you know, not superheroes aren't superheroes all the time. They go through the same struggles as me. Like, is that kind of what we're...
Yeah, and, like, also we're going to get back onto the topic of, like, the Endgame movie on, like, do you think that was... I guess I'll just ask the question now. Do you think Endgame was a movie that ended well enough for certain characters, I guess you could say?
So there's no, there aren't gonna be any spoilers, right?
No, we're just, we're trying to like avoid spoilers as best as we can.
This is gonna be tough to get around. There were, I'm satisfied with how it ended. I do, there's very little problems I have. I wish some scenes played out differently that would have impacted characters better. I can't really dive into that without spoilers, but that's alright. That's a, for another day.
Yeah, best for the audience to try to.
For the characters as a whole, I think it was a very fitting end for everybody. If you were a fan of the MCU when this started and you grew up with the Iron Man, the original Avengers, I feel like you'll be satisfied with this ending. And if you're into the newer kind of characters, it's exciting to see where they're going.
Yeah, because like this movie has basically almost any character that's already given into the, or that's already been revealed into the Marvel Universe is in this movie.
Ooh, that could be a spoiler.
Well, I mean, it's not really. It's in the trailer, right?
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it's not really, but...
My favorite part about it is, like, how it gives the spotlight to the original Avengers.
Yeah.
So, that's, like, I feel like that's a really good thing they did, was give the spotlight to the original team that started it all.
That's true. And we see them as a whole, as the original, what was it, 6 of them?
We had, the original was Hawkeye, Black Widow, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Captain America. Yeah.
Yeah, 6 of them. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to count Nick Fury and the side characters.
He's kind of like the leader.
Yeah, it doesn't really count, I guess. But anyway, you get to see these guys go on their, I guess you say, not necessarily last hurrah, because
there's definitely going to be more movies.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're going...
I'm not
going
to let this franchise die.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like the DC universe where that's, like, already hitting the fan and, like, no one's going to see those movies because they don't really have a plot. Most of them. They're lost with that.
Yeah. But, like, since you brought that up, should we take it back to, like, if these movies are actually, like, something that influenced, like, this generation that we're living in?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a very good question. Because, like, for me, when I got done seeing Endgame, I thought back to watching the first Marvel movie, like, in the 21st century. And that was the Iron Man movie back in 2008. You know, right. We don't really count those Amazing Spider-Man movies because, well, they were absolutely terrible.
Those weren't in the MCU,
though. So I mean, like, the character is the general idea. But long story short, yeah, going back to the first Iron Man, yeah, like, I got an Endgame and I'm thinking, wow, like, I've watched all the Marvel movies since then and, like, growing up with them. I mean, back in 2008, I was basically 8 years old, and I was just like, wow, like, this definitely taught me things and made me into, I wouldn't say a better person, I'm still a terrible person, but I mean,
All right.
Either way you're looking at it, okay. But made me better.
Did they influence, like, do you have, like, a certain moment or connection within these movies that made you, like, actually... that developed you or, like, that influenced you in some way that you can recall?
Well, like, going back to schooling here really quick, like, the hero's journey, you know that, you ever heard of that one?
Which one?
Hero's journey, not necessarily a movie, but, like, the path a hero takes and goes up, like, you know, you start nowhere and then you build your way up to the climax. And I mean, a lot of these movies taught me that everyone struggles in life.
Right, yeah, we were touching that earlier.
And then it just kind of pushes or motivates you in a way to everyone struggles in life, no matter even if they're a superhero. And you keep going. And you, like, don't treat others worse in a way. You treat them equally. And, like, that golden rule we all were told as a kid. And... it's hard to explain when speaking through the heart with this, but you kind of get the point where it teaches you values. And I can't necessarily say for everyone, because I feel like everyone has their own certain hero in the MCU that taught them how to be better people.
I don't disagree. I do, like, because what the MCU does well is it can not... Cater's not the right word I'm looking for. Like, with more a diverse cast of superheroes, it lets like, the kid or anyone watching them try to relate themselves. Right?
Yeah.
Like, with Spider-Man, he's literally a teenager. That's what we are. I feel like we go through the same struggles as him. You know, wanting to do stuff, but we're just too young. Just like we're hungry for the next thing. I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna bring it back. I agree with what you're saying, but just in my general viewing of these movies, I haven't really felt like a moment that I felt like, oh, that really impacted me. That is gonna change me. But you know, that's just exclusive to me. That doesn't mean other people could feel this way about these movies.
Yeah, of course. And this, like, doesn't necessarily MCU isn't really for everyone, of course, but I mean, we try to get there and we try to understand where people come from, and everyone has their own motivations in life. But try to finish this podcast up. Do you think Endgame definitely had an impact as a movie and as something that was definitely worth the 10-year-plus buildup? Do you think it was worth it?
Of course. So as a move, like, as numbers, like, go, Endgame did, like, incredibly well. So, as, in that case, like, yeah, okay, it did its job. But, like, when I was watching that, and just, like, letting it play out, especially at the end, I just realized, like, wow, this is what we're really building up to. This is epic. I was like, they did so many things that just, like, made me so happy while watching this. Like, it was like, it wasn't a disappointment. I was really excited when I saw it. I left the theater with a big smile on my face.
Well, even some people cried too.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I got emotional. But yeah, it did its job. I think it was wonderful.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you on that, because you either walked out with a smile, or even some people were straight up bawling during it, which is completely understandable. If you've seen the movie, you get what I'm trying to say there. But yeah, the Endgame movie for MCU definitely had an impact on everyone. And I think that wraps up our podcast today, because it looks like we're running out of time. But I just wanted to thank Griffin. Thank you for being here.
Yep. Yeah. My pleasure. I just got to get home because I'm far from home right now.
Yeah, Griffin traveled a long way from Santa Cruz to be here. All right. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. And I hope you have all a good, very grand day. This is Jeffrey Newman. And have a good one.